Can you tell me what happened the first time you organized a block party?
Yes.
Why you tried to organize it?
I was listening to the news, right? And the news say, if you live in a neighborhood, get all your neighbors together, have a block party, and interact with the police, because nobody trusts the police. So I went around all day, man. I was running around. And finally that night, I got there, some kids, they had a band. I was at the Equinox building then. Lined the band up, and when the music started, everybody came from the neighborhood. People that never come on that corner came out to the neighborhood. We was just having a party. And we were waiting for the police to come, because they were supposed to come and interact with us. So maybe half an hour after we started, the police did come. They had their lights on. We thought, oh, wow, this is really neat, you know? We were dancing on the car, you know, we were dancing in the streets. And then they asked for me. They took me, threw me on the car and handcuffed me. I said, what are you doing? I thought he was just joking, you know? They went and got every band member. These are kids. And they handcuffed them and took us to jail. I said, oh, wow. So then when I went to jail, I kind of refused to participate in the trial. And I told the judge, I said, you know, I'll tell the court a story, but I'm not here to be tried. And if you want to send me to jail, we'll go now. So the judge said, well, you're the only person that ever said anything like that to me. I said, I know. That's the best chance I got to take. And he said, we'll listen to you. And I told him that, sir, I heard that we were supposed to have a block party, you know what I mean? Get together. I live in the West. He said, we know your neighborhood. I said, I was just trying to get my people together, you know, come together and let's have some fun and maybe we can get with the police and do something. And then he asked the police, he said, is that kind of what happened? He said, just what happened? He said, well, it sounds like to me that this young man is over there fighting, trying to do his community. And you guys screwed up the best party they've ever had. And they dismissed it. So that's what happened. But then the kids had lost thousands of dollars worth of equipment, their drums, because the police wouldn't allow us to put it inside. They just hurled us off the jail. That was pretty bad for me.
So the equipment got pretty much stolen or something?
Well, yeah, because you know, there was nothing here but gang members at that time. So they just took everything they needed, including anything in the store, you know. They wouldn't let me lock my store.
So if you were hurt, why did you stay on the street?
Because I knew it could be something. Last year at the street fair, I looked down that street and I saw the street packed. Must have been 10,000 people on the street. They couldn't have come here without me. You wouldn't come on the avenue. The drug dealers was like the Bowery in New York. I don't know if you know the New York Bowery. When in New York, when the car stops, they start watching your windows and you had to pay them. Well, over there when the car stopped, at Shaver, that used to be a red light. When you stop your car for the red light, they rush your car selling you drugs. They don't know if you're the police. They didn't care. They sell you drugs and you intimidated, so you buy them. It's like now we have panhandling going on. Some people are so intimidated, they just give people the money. And I saw that could be stopped. And this could be a nice, viable neighborhood like it is now.